Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Queensland Road Safety Advocate Rod Hanafy says car drivers need to be better educated on etiquette around trucks. He says about 80% of truck and car crashes are caused by car drivers, yet there's been little done to better people's knowledge and behaviour.
You know, we as truck drivers drive cars, but many car drivers don't drive trucks, therefore they have no awareness or understanding of our limitations and factors that concern our operation.
And Toowoomba-born Olympian Matthew Denny has weighed in on the 2032 infrastructure debate. He says the canning of the Toowoomba Sports Band upgrade may come back to bite us in the long run.
You know, being from the Darling Downs and growing up in Alla and living a lot in Toowoomba, this whole review has also taken $80 million away from Toowoomba and, you know, redevelopment and structure there, and I think that's also a massive loss.
The Senate will today vote on an inquiry regarding the impending shutdown of the 3G mobile network. Queensland One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts says 3 million devices, including medical alarms, are likely to be affected in regional areas like the Darling Downs, further saying 740,000 4G customers will be unable to access 000. Senator Roberts is urging the federal government to support the inquiry. The country's best respiratory experts say the federal government must quickly and completely rid the state of vapes. The Vaping Reforms Bill is currently making its way through Parliament, which will ban the manufacture, commercial possession and import of disposable vapes. Professor Matthew Peters is one of 1,600 health professionals attending a lung and respiratory science conference this week. He says vapes are harmful, addictive and have no place in society.
Out of ignorance, we made the mistakes 80 or 90 years ago in relation to smoke. We know so much more about vapes now that we just cannot replicate that error. We need to act on vapes long before the bodies start piling up.